All right, listen, we're going to jump into Dipper number one. So, okay, Real ID. I got notions on this. You guys text me in, call me in, tell me what you want to say, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I will tell you that by and large, leadership that I trust is all on board. Doesn't mean I have to like it. You know what I'm saying? There are times when those who have been granted authority in places in my life say things, do things, enact things that I may not like, but I still respect their authority. Yeah. But I have to look at this and go, okay, first of all, Real ID was actually passed by Congress 20 years ago. Did you know that? 20 years ago. And the implementation of it has been deferred and deferred and deferred for 20 years. So part of what bothers me on this is the reason why we're actually seeing it implemented now is because of illegal immigration. I said on this show a while back that I felt like there were a couple of things that could bring about what I would call the mark of the beast. Just as long as we're talking about Christian stuff, if there's a couple of things out there that could bring about the mark of the beast, one would be an international incident in which you can't tell who the bad guys are, and so-and-so good guys have to get marked. There's that. The other one was illegal immigration. Are you supposed to be here? The only way you're going to be allowed to buy or sell or do things is to have the mark. Well, it shouldn't have to be that way. And I don't want it to be that way. And Real ID feels a little creepy to me, to be honest. It just does. And I'm probably poisoning the well for some of you. A lot of you are not even really aware of what it is. I'm going to tell you more about the details here in a minute. But what creeps me out about Real ID is it's not the bad guys that are getting the mark. It's the good guys. Once again, it's the Second Amendment gun right owners that have to buy the gun permit, right? It's not the bad guys. So the bad guys run around the country and do what they want to do. Meanwhile, if a U.S. citizen wants to fly from one place to another in his own country, he has to have a special ID now with a star on it to be allowed to get on the plane. And that just irks the crap out of me, to be honest. My libertarian side comes out on that one. I find myself getting miffed because I've done everything right. I have no criminal record. I have served my country ably in military. I have done things and been to places all with a stated purpose of upholding and defending the Constitution. And I'm the one who's got to get a special ID to fly in my own freaking country. So there's a bit of a rant attached to this. Now, here's the other thing. I'm going to get one because I got to. Because I intend to travel freely in my country. And there are some ways around doing things like my military ID will actually get me on a plane, apparently, and I'm glad to hear it. But here's the other piece that irks the crap out of me. For 20 years, they put it off. For 20 years, it wasn't important. For 20 years, we didn't have to have it. And then the Biden administration came in and opened up the freaking borders, and 11 million people ran across the Rio Grande. And now I have to get a star ID. And that makes me mad. So 11 million people come in here illegally. They live off of our, they're draining our country of resources. We're having to spend all kinds of money just to get them out. Some of them are criminals, not all of them, I get it, but some of them are absolute criminal aliens and need to be deported just for their own activities once they got here. At the same time, I'm not that. My wife and I, if we want to take a vacation now in our own country that involves getting on an airplane, we have to have a special ID. Why is that okay? And it's not. And they'll tell us, and I know they have, that it's an accepted form of identification that Congress has now duly enacted and said we have to do it. It was passed in the wake of 9/11. Get it? Terrorism. Terrorists came to this country. They did things they shouldn't have done. They passed the law on Star ID. Then they thought twice, and they went, oh, crap, we just did that. We don't want to repeal it. That looks like we don't care about safety. But we don't want to enact it because that looks like we're trying to be punitive to Americans until now. And now we got to have it because they opened up the border and let 11 million people rush us. So that being said, take a deep breath, Phil. That being said, I'm going to get it. But here's the problem. Good luck getting it if you don't have it yet. You know why? The other day I told Charlene, I said, I've got to get a star ID. What if I need to take this, you know, trip, this business trip? I had to be in D.C. a few weeks ago. It's a good thing I didn't need it then. But what if I need to travel? So I guess, you know, honey, we got to get a star ID. Can you go online and find out which office they're doing that in our county? I think it's a regular driver's license office, but if at one point it was a special office. Oh, no, it's at the driver's license office, but so many people need it, you have to make an appointment and you can't get in for over a month and a half. In Etowah County, Alabama. I'm not talking about New York City. I'm not talking about Los Angeles. I'm not talking about Chicago. I'm talking about Etowah County, Alabama. I have to wait till sometime in mid-June just to get a star ID so I can be allowed to get on an airplane and fly around my own country. The country where I pay taxes. The country who I served in the military. The country where I, you know, you get the point. All that to say, text lines are kind of quiet. Maybe I've ranted and you're scared to say something, but if you have a different view, tell me. In the meantime, I will tell you this. I may not like it, but I'm going to get one. You know why? Because I've done nothing wrong and they have to give me one. I'm going to show them my birth certificate, my Social Security card. I'm going to show them my marriage license. I'm going to show them something that means two proofs of residency, whatever that is. Gun permit? I don't know. But I'm going to show them all the stuff. Maybe a copy of my power bill. Birthmark on my right leg. I don't know. And I'll get a little star put on my ID card. And then I'm going to be able to get on a plane and fly to where I want to go because, I don't know, I've earned it. Let's take a break, JP. We'll take a break. I'll come right back. Give me your feedback, please. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Real ID. How do you feel? We're right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. I'm going to go to the phones here momentarily. I'll get a couple of quick text messages. JD from Hartsville says, I got my star ID a few years ago just to save me hassles when flying. I never even thought about the Mark of the Beast. Thanks, Phil. Sorry, JD. Kevin from Chattanooga, he says, he was born at the time near Florence, and the doctor never filed the paperwork. He was born at home near Florence. I'm sorry. And the doctor never filed the paperwork. That's one of the things people are running into is all of a sudden they're realizing now to get a driver's license with a star on it, you have to have paperwork that some people do have trouble getting. And by and large, people can get it, but there's going to be unique situations like that. Kevin, thanks. Let me go to the phones. John from Athens. Hey, John, how you doing?
Very well, sir. Calling you from the prettiest town in North Alabama.
There you go.
He went through the list of requirements to get the star ID.
Yep.
And unless things have changed in the last year, I don't think a single one of those things is required to register to vote.
No, you're right. Isn't that amazing? I mean, your constitutional right to vote, just, you know, depending on what state you're in, may have a picture ID and that's about all, but it doesn't say star.
You have to sign an affidavit on the form that you're not lying and that you're not a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
I mean, that you are a U.S. citizen, but there's no documentation required.
No.
You give them an address where you live, but you're not asked to document that you really live there.
Yeah.
In fact, I have seen registrars kick them out because the address they gave was for a mini storage building or an empty lot. And so my question is, how is it possible that we require more documentation for you to fly on an airplane than it does for you to go vote for the President of the United States?
That's a question that I wish I had the right answer for, but I'm just going to have to join you in having the question. How about that?
So, have a great day, sir.
See you, John. Thank you much. And Athens is a beautiful town, by the way. A couple more text messages. This one's gotten people riled up, I can tell. Brian from Decatur said, I had a passport to get my star ID a couple years ago. I was told I had to go home and get a birth certificate as well. Since when did anything trump a passport on any form of identification verification? A lot of this feels like more government bureaucracy. Well, it is, Brian, and that's part of the problem is that there's not been what I would call having their act together on this thing for a while. The guidance is being put out now, and I'll go into it here in a minute. But the guidance is being put out now that if you don't have your star ID, you can actually carry your passport with you to the airport and use that as your alternate form of ID. And yet you're telling me you had to have a passport to be able to get the star ID itself. It's just, listen, not every office was run by what I would call the sharpest knives in the drawer. And you show up and just hope that they've got their act together and they're not going to make you wait in line and then tell you, I'm sorry, you need one more piece of paper. Anyway, and that, by the way, that's one of the things too. The lovely Charlene, we had trouble finding her Social Security card. She had to order a new Social Security card so she can go get her star ID. I mean, it's just like, okay, so obviously the government knows who I am. You can give me the official Social Security card, but you don't know me enough for me to get my star ID. I got to, it's, anyway.
I feel like all the, like, if you're going to argue that, if you're going to argue the safety standpoint, the people who are flying, I feel like TSA, the amount you have to go through to get on a plane in the first place, like, I don't know. I feel like there's already enough in place. And if you're already a citizen with a license, I don't get what more a star ID does. And if I had to go and get it, I'd probably be as outraged as you were. But my mom had me get it when I got my license. So thank you.
Well, you had it for a few years.
Thank you for that. Yeah. And yeah. I didn't even know what it was when I got it. So I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Yeah.
Does it have a pretty gold star on it?
It does.
Is it kind of like the right side radio star?
It actually is identical.
There
almost.
You, well, you know, there is that. Tammy from Town Creek says the 9/11 hijackers had their passports. I forgot what country they were from. Yeah, Saudi Arabia. Good point. Handyman from Caddo, Alabama says, you've already taken the mark anyway. It's called Social Security. Oh, no. If that was the case, then every nation would have Social Security.
You know, when I read the beginning of that text, I thought he was going to say the vaccine, but thank you. We're not going down that road.
You just opened that can of worms. Thank you very much, JP. Robert from Ardmore says, the star ID was not available when I went to the regular place to get my license in Madison County. I actually had to go to a state office in order to get the star ID. God almighty. Well, let me tell you, before you go down there thinking you're going to get it, make sure you look up in your county where it is. That's a great point. Thank you, Robert. Victor from Huntsville says, Phil, they're working to make the star ID the standard to register to vote. Therefore, you must prove citizenship to get the star ID, which then means you're a citizen when you register to vote. Okay. They're not saying that, but okay. Brand spanking new texter. It's Diana, tell us where you're from, Diana. Says, I heard that having the star ID may help Trump keeping illegals from traveling. And that's the point. That's why we're doing it. That's why they're saying we have to do it now, is to keep illegals from floating around the country. They can still get in a car and drive, though, can't they? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I keep seeing myself on the YouTube looking very serious. So I made myself smile a moment ago.
Well, you clearly are upset by the star ID. So
Look, I'm going to raise my eyebrows and I'm going to smile.
Smiled the whole segment.
Okay, good. I'm going to fake it till you make it.
I think that's worse, though, than not smiling.
Hey, I got to tell you, though, something that does make me smile is a text I just got from Tammy from Town Creek. Did you see that one?
I did.
Tammy from Town Creek says, by the way, I'm a first-time texter, which I just realized that. Thank you, Tammy. And then she said, I listen every day, though. But the first time contacting you, but you've converted me from an independent, moderate Democrat to a Republican, and I love your show. Tammy, give her some applause. That is huge. I tell you what, I have not had the best morning, and I can go all day on that now. How about that? That's just, listen, welcome to the fold. We're glad to have you. Let me go to the phones real quick. Carol from Athens is on line one. Carol from Athens, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. What's on your mind?
So with the star ID, isn't this like a security type thing since you have to have it to fly and to get on military bases?
That is what we're told, yes.
Okay. So do you have to go back through a process ever so often to get it renewed, or do you just get it renewed like you do your driver's license?
Great question. To my knowledge, once you've got it, your records are considered to be on file, and when you have to renew your license like you normally would, my understanding is it just automatically renews as a star ID at that point.
So, I mean, do they track you or something to make sure that you haven't done anything in the meantime, or how does that work?
No. I mean, you know what? I mean, and truth be told, Tammy, you don't have to get it. You just will have more trouble flying somewhere if you don't. The only thing right now that I see this as being applied to is the question of getting on a plane. But I had somebody else text in earlier and say they think they're moving towards the idea of having this to be able to vote, and I could see that. But there's no legislation right now out there that would really require that. So I think the bottom line is it's supposed to be a security measure that was passed in the wake of 9/11, and they're just now getting around to doing it.
But, I mean, if you're not having to go through some other process to have a clearance or whatever, you know, you have to be reevaluated every so often.
Yeah, I had a clearance. I had a TS for years, and you had your five-year periodic reevals, they call it, and they want to make sure that you weren't, you know, committing crimes or, you know, in having foreign contacts you shouldn't have and all that kind of stuff. But that's where we are right now. It's a driver's license with a gold star on it, and it means that you're approved as a U.S. citizen without having to be screened extra to get on a plane. So, hey, Carol, thanks for the call. All right, take care. So let me cover a couple things, and I got a ton of apparently we have lit y'all up. But here's a couple things to think about. Real ID, it is here, right? Fox News has an article on this that came out this morning. Hold it in my calloused former paratrooper hands. Points out this was passed during the George W. Bush administration era, May 11th, 2005. So 4 years after 9/11, three and a half actually, after 9/11. He signed it into law after it was passed by Congress. So it's congressionally mandated. It is national legislation. It is federal. Therefore, it applies across all 50 states and territories. And it sets standards for issuing identification cards like driver's licenses. And here's what you have to do. You have to basically prove that you have where'd it go? You have to prove that you have a state issued driver's license. There it is. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my notes. Obtain a real ID. You have to have a state DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles documentation with your full name, date of birth, social security number, two proofs of residency and lawful status. And I can tell you right now, you're going to want to take your social security number in your actual card. They won't take it on a copy or something like that. So if you don't have a social security card, you got to order it. Now, can you get on a plane with something else? Yes. Can you get on a military base with something else? Yes. Military base will still take a military ID card to include a dependents card and a retirees card, is my understanding. Better be, because I got my military retirees ID right now. You can have a state-issued enhanced driver's license, which I think is what we're talking about. You can have a U.S. passport to get on a plane. You can have a DHS, Department of Homeland Security, trusted traveler card. I've never heard of that. What is a trusted traveler?
I have no idea.
Why are some trusted and some are not? Does that mean since I don't have one, I'm not a trusted traveler?
I guess.
What in God's name is happening in my country? How about a U.S. Department of Defense ID? I already said that. Permanent resident card. A border crossing card. A border crossing card? An acceptable photo ID from a recognized tribal nation or Indian tribe. Okay. A foreign government passport. Okay. Canadian provincial driver's license or Indian or Northern Affairs Canada card. Really? A transportation worker identification credential, meaning I guess you work for the airlines so you can get on and off the plane. Or a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Employment Authorization card, or a Merchant Mariner's credential. Merchant Mariner's.
There's too many cards.
Or a Veterans Health Identification card. So I can show them my VA card. I can show them my military ID. I can get my STAR ID. I can take my passport. Why are we doing this? If I could show them any card in the world except my driver's license, then what in God's name are we doing?
I feel like a driver's license should trump all of those.
A driver's license got relegated to obscurity.
Yeah. And how is a driver's license not a trusted traveler card? Isn't that,
I don't know.
Isn't that essentially what it is?
Like, I am so perplexed by this.
Kerfuffle,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, all of it. I can't even say the word right now. Who's on the line? Is that Kareem? Kareem from Huntsville, STAR ID. What you got, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, Phil. You know, I was thinking on that STAR ID things because, you know, I was trying to get my birth certificate for like 4 years. I was trying to tell everybody it was a real process to get your birth certificate.
Yeah, it is.
Because in order to get it, you got to have your birth certificate. So I didn't even have mine. And then when I finally got it, they told me I had two letters on there that was wrong, and it took me 4 years to get it.
Oh, my gosh.
So it went out. Thank God I got it now, but that's a whole different story. But when you was talking about earlier in the year, when they was talking about having proof that you're an American citizen in order to vote,
yeah,
I would have needed my birth certificate, right?
I guess, yeah.
Or I would have lost my vote.
You know, it's a mess.
So imagine all the people that would have lost their vote that because they couldn't get their birth certificate.
Yeah, but
the ones who are going through it right now, they can't even get the STAR ID.
Yeah, I know. The whole thing's a mess. I mean, part of it is the bureaucracy. If we're going to say you got to have these things and you got to make these things available, right? That's, I mean, like you with the 4 years. I mean, that's ridiculous. I remember my dad.
It's ridiculous.
My dad was on
the only way I got it. The only way I got it is that I just happened to be on the elevator one day in the courthouse when I was going to register a deed with the city.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be on there, and I just mentioned it to a guy that was on the elevator with me, and he turned out to be the circuit court judge.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
He gave me a name change.
No kidding. I swear to God. Well, you know what? That was a good elevator ride.
Listen. He gave me a name change, right? I was about 10 minutes later, he gave me a name change to my real name.
Well, wait a minute. Now I don't believe you. I don't think we're even talking to the real Kareem. I think you're a fake. I don't know who's talking about. You know, but bureaucracy gets in the way, though, brother. I mean, my father, when he was on his deathbed, he was a veteran, and he was dying from Agent Orange exposure, and I asked him. I said, "Dad, did you get all your VA benefits taken care of before you passed? Because it would mean a lot to my stepmoms for survivor benefits." And he said, "It's still on appeal." I said, "How long has it been on appeal?" 3 years. 3 years. Luckily, it came through literally right before he died. But, I mean, 3 years to process a piece of paper. But
that's horrible.
It's a mess.
I'm safe again. God looks out for me. God looks out for me all the time. He always drops it right in my lap. He sets me out every time. Anytime something, he sets me out every time. That's all.
Stay in the fight, bro. We'll see you.
All right.
All right. Take care.
All right. Have a nice one, fellas.
You too, buddy. Okay, I got a ton of text. I got a couple of things here. I got to cover a few pieces of this. I did not expect this topic to be near as viral as it is.
Got a lot of angry people
about it. But Kareem makes a great point. If you can't, if like Charlene had to order a Social Security card, it took weeks for it to get here. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, according to Fox News, as announced on Tuesday, that's today, that Americans who don't have their real IDs will still be allowed to fly, but they could face extra screening and delays. So here's my advice to you people, based on what I'm hearing, is yes, there are other documents you can use to get on a plane. But if you don't have the Star ID, understand that the already long delays you may have going through TSA could be longer because they're going to have an additional screening line. So basically, you just got put in the bad person line, and the bad people take longer. Do they really? You know what may find out? Everybody's got a Star ID, and your line is now shorter. Who knows? But what I'm suggesting is this. If you're planning to get to the airport an hour before your flight, I'd get there an hour and a half before your flight. Just don't take any chances. I'll get to the phones one moment. I will say this. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, said, it's important that every state does the same thing. We can't have some states doing one thing, some states doing the other. This is the United States of America. Last time I looked, he said, we're going to do it. Let's all do it the same. Let's do it the right way. Let's take care of business and go from there. So what he's basically saying is this avoids a patchwork quilt of what is considered to be a positive state ID. Okay. The Trump administration did confirm that, yes, the date will stay. That we know that it's today. Eric Schmidt, senator from Missouri, Republican, he said, he's criticizing it. He says the real ID has really not been talked about well. It's been out there for a bit, but there hasn't been enough information. And now we're starting to get questions from our constituents. Well, I guess so. But guess what? Congress, you passed it. So why are you bucking the system now? Y'all are the ones that passed it. Representative Dale Strong from Alabama, he said, just go get the yellow driver's star on your driver's license. It'll help you down the road. That's his advice. Okay. Let me go to the phones quick before the break. Oh, man, I got about 45 seconds. So, Dana from North Alabama, how you doing?
Hey, Phil.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just going to let y'all know, I just went and got my license renewed a couple of weeks ago. I'm 53. I've never been on a plane, and I don't ever plan on flying.
Okay.
But the two things to remember is if you do not have any reason to go to a military base or anything, or if you don't plan to fly, it is not mandatory to get the star.
That's right.
The second thing is, if you do go to get it, you cannot go to your regular courthouse license renewal place. You have to go back to the DMV to get the star ID the first time. You have to go back through your DMV. Like, we have a DMV in Athens, but it's really slow. So, like, if you go to Muscle Shoals or Decatur to the state trooper's office, wherever you can take your driver's test, you have to go there to get the first time to get your star ID. And then once you have it on your license, then you can just continue to go to the courthouse and get it renewed every 4 years like a regular license.
Yeah, and I think you listen, that's a great point. And I actually said a little while ago, whatever you do, before you head down there thinking you got your act together, look it up online and confirm where it is you have to go. Otherwise, you may wind up being in the wrong place, and there you are.
Exactly. Because a lot of county courthouses don't have the DMV office in their facility,
Yeah.
But we do, but ours is always backed up. It would take, 8 hours to go through the DMV, little DMV office up here, where you could go to Decatur or somewhere and get in and out in an hour or less. So,
all right, Dane, I got to go. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. All right, take me to a break, brother. I ran long, but we'll come right back and probably put a wrap on this. But then again, I got like 15 texts to get through, so maybe we won't. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Listen, apparently this dipper's gone viral, and I'm enjoying it. But let me just say, the lovely Charlene just texted in, and she says, some DMVs have issued illegals driver's license across the nation. That's right, yeah. And that diluted the driver's license. So what she's saying, that she makes a great point. I get it, and that she's right. She grounds me quite often. But what she's saying is that it's not always just, it's because illegals have been getting driver's licenses in other states, that it also changes the dynamic of what the driver's license even means. And that's a great point. Had not thought of this. All right, I got a caller real quick, or do I not? No, I don't. Okay.
But somebody called in to let me know about the Trusted Travelers.
Trusted Travelers, what is that?
So apparently it's something that you can get approved for, and I guess you don't have to go through the security like other people do, like taking off your shoes in the line, because you've been previously vetted.
Oh, wait a minute. So if I get a special pass as I keep my shoes on, then I don't have to get the star.
Yeah, you don't have to get like groped by TSA, I guess, going through the line. I don't know, because you're a trusted traveler.
I don't have to stand there naked and exposed in the X-ray machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, stand with your hands over your head. Yeek, and now there's a picture of me in all my glory. So what you're telling me is if I take the time to get a trusted traveler ID that prevents me from being groped or taking my shoes off, that I am now considered not a terrorist.
I guess so, because you've been deemed trusted.
Stop it. just make it stop. Tom with all the kids in Huntsville. Tom with all the kids says, I fly on orders and with a CAC. That's a CAC card, military ID. Yep, I get it. Mike from Athens says, trusted traveler lets you skip the long lines at the airport. No more standing in line for hours. Okay. John from Brownsboro says, by the way, do you have to be a U.S. citizen to get a trusted traveler?
I would hope so.
Can an illegal alien get a trusted traveler ID?
I would hope not. who knows?
So does Trinidad Aragua have to take their shoes off when they go through the TSA line?
You know, you got MS-13 on your knuckles, but you seem like a trusted traveler.
Come on through.
Go on through.
Don't take your shoes off, sir.
Yeah.
Step right up. First class?
Oh, you're an American citizen? Oh, no. You got to get a star.
Back of the line, you.
Yeah, you got to get a star.
Frick.
I guess he was trusted to travel over the border in the first place.
By the way, can I have another moment of personal privilege?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mr. President, I'd like a moment of personal privilege.
Permission granted.
Thank you. How many times have you been to the airport of late and you get there, you're not even sure which line you're supposed to go in because they have the line you can pay money to be in to go faster. You have the line that's, expedited, and you have the other line for all the common folk, which I apparently fall into the common folk category. I stood in a line at the airport when I was flying to D.C. It took me 20 minutes to get all the way up for him to tell me I was in the wrong line and I had to go back and stand in line again. And I'm just going to be honest with you, kind of ticked me off.
Why are there so many lines in the first place?
Why are there so many lines? And you walk up and you look at them and go, I don't know. Anyway.
I haven't been to the airport in like a year and a half, and I hate flying, and I feel like this is going to make it even worse and more complicated.
It may not. Who knows? Maybe it'll make it easier. I don't know. Now I want to be a trusted traveler. I want to keep my shoes on.
Yeah.
Stop touching me, you TSA people. Victor from Huntsville. Says Charlene's point ties back to what I texted earlier. Conservatives are working towards ensuring only U.S. citizens are registered to vote. This is why the left is screaming over this, including needing a birth certificate or a U.S. passport. Yeah, they still got to pass legislation, which they haven't. And I don't know if they can. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about, whew, I mean, this show goes from, like, Huntsville back over to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we like to call Auburn, straight across the border from there to what we get to call, once again, Fort Benning, and big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. And then we got our huge online audience. Thank you all for streaming us online. No matter where you are in the big wide world, you can go to the World Wide Web, go to Rightside Radio or rightsidemedia.org, and there we are. And by the way, I just got some information there from Tammy from Town Creek. If you would take all that down, please, JP. Tammy, we got you covered. I tell you what, I got a ton of text messages, and I gotta jump back in them because I am going to honor the fact that y'all are engaging this show. John T. from Alabama says, forget the star ID. Just get chipped. Oh, see? Stop. See? That's the mark of the beast right there, the chip. It's like having a cat card under your skin. Brian from Decatur says, the fact that they have postponed this for over 20 years tells me the futility of the entire process for the star ID. Makes you wonder, doesn't it, bro? Brand spanking new in the text lines, and we're glad to have you, is Ann from Morgan County. Ann, thank you for texting. She said, I currently do not have real ID. The name of my driver's license does not match the name of my Social Security card. Solution is to get a passport, apparently. Meanwhile, my non-real ID license was sufficient to give my kid real ID when kid got permits because the name on the driver's license matched my kid's birth certificate. Make it make sense. I can't. I can't, Ann. I cannot. But I'm glad you're texting. Thank you for joining the Right Side Ruffian text lines. Bobby from Huntsville says, I think Tammy needs a free T-shirt. Can you give me some applause for Bobby from Huntsville, who gave me that idea, and we are sending Tammy from Town Creek a free Right Side Ruffian T-shirt. So, absolutely. Thank you, Bobby. You are indeed a gentleman and a scholar. Thomas from Athens says, Brother Phil, if you're interested, there's a website called conclave.relevantradio.com, where one can learn truth about the conclave. Well, thank you. And sign up for the smoke watch. That feels like something else. I don't know. And by the way, he said Right Side Radio could surely be called Relevant Radio as well. Thank you. Thank you very much. Although we don't select popes, but nonetheless, big doings. What?
I'm trying to think of something we would have smoke for, like from a chimney here.
Smoking cigars like Rush Limbaugh did in the studio?
Yeah.
Fox News, Dave from Capshaw says, Fox News, the real ID deadline coincides with efforts from the Trump administration to crack down on non-citizen voting. Okay, I mean, I hear y'all are saying that, but that also means that they have to pass legislation because I think the Trump thing is locked up in court. Executive order is probably not going to have the force of law. Glenda from Decatur says, we got our star IDs in Florida years ago. We moved to Alabama. We assumed they would honor the vetting system that Florida required. Give us our Alabama star ID. No. Oh, wow. Are you kidding? Then we moved to Georgia. And again, that state's driver's license bureau made us bring all the documents in again. We moved back to Alabama. And you guessed it. Even though we were in the system with the star, we again had to provide all documents. Does anyone know this will be the requirement forevermore? Glenda, my gosh, your testimony alone ought to shut this thing down. Just saying. I'm sorry for it. And I'm assuming you might have moved because of the military is what it sounds like. But nonetheless, whatever purpose had you moving around, we're glad you're in Alabama. Jack from Huntsville says, I have a January birthday. Had to renew my license the year the star ID came out. It was a pain in the butt with all the documentation requirements. Apparently the process has not smoothed out. Ugh. Rap from Athens said, did you see the interview with the new singer from Athens on the Theo Von Show? What has that got to do with anything I'm talking about? What? Rap? Stay with us, brother. Focus. Focus. JT from Madison says, we need star ID because so many blue states gave driver's license to illegal. There you go. You and the lovely Charlene agree. Kenan from Huntsville. Y'all are some texting machines, y'all. Kenan from Huntsville says, violating our rights never solves the problem. 9/11 would not have been possible but for the violations of the Second and Fourth Amendment rights of pastors and airline crews. Okay. Let me just point out something Kenan said. I have said this on the show many times. When legislators are passing laws, they should always first err on the side of liberty. Make sense? When legislators are passing laws, they should always first err on the side of liberty. Meaning, that should be the measuring stick. You may have a great idea. This will be great. I like this. How's that measure up to the Constitution? Oh, well, I got a great idea. I'm going to make it safer on the streets. We're going to curtail gun violence by, I don't know, having a list of who buys guns. Err on the side of liberty. And then now we're looking at this. Travel. You know, the right to freedom of passage within one's own nation is supposed to be a sovereign right. Feels like it's being infringed upon. Just saying. JT Lacey Spring says, you got an appointment in June? Mine's in late August. My curiosity is, after Star ID, what will be next? Mandatory requirements for tattoos and implants? There you go. Mike from Florence, I got mine 2 or 3 years ago at the state trooper's office in Colbert County. I let my CDL go for a regular driver's license. Wow. TL from Huntsville said, I'm concerned about the national ID with a star on my driver's license, but I'm even more concerned about the next step potential of digitizing the national ID with biometrics and tracking like the Chinese style of tyrannical control. TL, I share that concern because I think that's the natural progression. Well, you know, not everybody went and got a star ID. Well, if you won't get the star ID, we're not going to let you have, I don't know, a credit card. Oh, by the way, we're doing away with cash. Now all money is digital. Now you can't have money, which means you can't buy or sell. Is this sounding biblical to you? It is to me. Rhett from Danville says, they ask for your prescription meds list. If you tell them you take anything, then they want a doctor to sign off on a document saying you're okay to drive. Don't make the mistake of saying you're diabetic or having high BP meds. Oh, really? Okay. Have I got a caller on the line? I'll get to it. One momento. Barbara, I'm swear I'm going to catch up on these. Barbara from Trinity, is the whole show text messages? Is that okay? Do you like that? I think it's okay.
Isn't it? I like it when the show runs itself.
You know, when the audience is engaged like this, I want to honor that. Barbara from Trinity, Alabama says, I don't like the real ID card either. I don't plan to get one because I have a current U.S. passport, which is good for years, and it'll get me on a plane when I need to travel. Bam. Bam, Barbara. Bert from Owens Crossroads says, Star ID is kind of like going through TSA checkpoints. It's an exercise in conditioning us citizens to be more submissive. Oh, shoot. Last one, I'll go to the phones. David at Bucky's. Do I have to have a star ID to get gas at Bucky's? If you tell me I have to have a star ID to get barbecue at Bucky's, I'm in.
You got to have a Bucky's star or a Bucky's logo.
A Bucky's. I have to have a smiling beaver on my card.
To get beaver nuggets.
Phil, he says, at David at Bucky's, a 20-year delay in enforcing star ID just gave procrastinators more time to procrastinate. Further delays will only give procrastinators more time to procrastinate. David, what's your point? Take a quick call. Lloyd from Huntsville. Hey, Lloyd, how you doing? Lloyd, you there?
This is Owen.
Oh, I'm sorry. It said it on the board wrong. I apologize. Owen, how are you?
I'm fine, I guess. Falling apart one piece at a time.
Well, shoot. Well, how can I help you today?
All right. You said something called Trusted Traveler. It's actually Known Traveler.
Okay.
The purpose behind it is to expedite you through immigration and customs when you travel. It can go to foreign nationals and to U.S. citizens. I am a known traveler. It cost me a little over $100 the first time and another $150 the second time. Had to go to Nashville the first time with my passport, my wife and I, with our passports and all this other documentation, answered a lot of questions, and it was by appointment only. I don't know whether they're doing it in Huntsville now, but back then you had to go to Nashville. The purpose behind it was to make it easier for U.S. citizens and other people that traveled regularly from other countries to the United States to expedite their way through immigration and customs.
Okay. So
it also, if you know what TSA Pre is, being a known traveler, you also have TSA Pre to go through that line.
Right. And all of that is better, apparently, than having a star ID.
Well, it's if you travel overseas, it certainly is.
Okay. All right.
When you both coming and going.
Okay.
Also, I have a question.
Yeah.
You did retire, I take it.
Military?
Yeah.
Yeah, military ID. I've got one.
So you've got one, so you don't need a little star on your driver's license.
Yeah, I know I can get by. I realize that, and I appreciate that. I said that earlier too, but
I missed that part of the show.
No, that's okay. But I'll wind up getting the star ID just because I'm going to go ahead and do it. As much as I'm griping, I'm going to wind up doing it. But Lloyd,
well,
hey, Owen, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate you, man.
All right. Okay, you take care. Out.
All right, take care. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to wrap this up. Oh, I got another one. Francisco from Huntsville says, if it weren't for illegal immigration and terrorist cells within those illegals, we wouldn't be at this point. If you don't think that any of those people that protest across the USA aren't a part of something larger, people are sadly mistaken, he says. All right, listen, stop. I'm sorry I poked y'all so hard. It's a bottom line. We're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. Even if we have a little star on our ID, we're going to get through it. But in the meantime, make sure you've got all your papers. If you don't have them yet, go ahead and get them, because the last thing you want is implementation to become more onerous. So if you don't have a piece of paper like a birth certificate like Kareem was talking about, or a Social Security card like my lovely Charlene, then go ahead and get it together. It's going to help you to have it anyway. Have that stuff with you. If you go get the star ID, great. If not, then understand this. You may take longer at the airport, but if you have other forms of ID, trusted traveler, military ID, a passport, you can still get on a plane, but you may take longer to go through the processing. Ask me why. I don't know why. Why are there two lines? I don't know. Just same line, different IDs. But anyway, the end result is, let's do what we got to do, and we'll get through it. All right, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.